Hello, music fans. Even if you followed the Grammy nominations last week, you may have overlooked one category: Best Music Video. Its nominees, music video directors, don't need actual musical talent, though a touch of eccentricity helps to match the musicians they work with. A new DVD series, The Director's Label, celebrates the innovative work of these music video directors. From the humor magazine The Onion, here is critic Nathan Rabin.
If you're old enough to have loved the 80s while they were happening, you're probably old enough to remember when MTV played music videos. For those who need refreshing, videos are that medium that proved pivotal to the fleeting success of Kajagoogoo, Haircut 100, Aha, and countless other comically named Trivial Pursuit answers. Videos have long functioned as both a tool for selling music and as a breeding ground for feature filmmakers. But they're increasingly recognized for their own aesthetic value, and the medium's pioneer directors are now getting their full artistic due in the DVD series Director's Label. The first director profiled is Spike Jones, a mischievous American wunderkind who uses the lower depths of pop culture as his palette. And then there's Michel Gondry, a French drummer who specializes in skewed perspectives and weirdly repetitive dreamscapes. Think M.C. Escher on Ecstasy. Both have since graduated to feature films. Spike Jones brought his mastery of deadpan surrealism to Being John Malkovich in Adaptation. Gondry is now directing superstars like Jim Carrey and Tim Robbins. Here's Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters, talking about Gondry's haunting, dreamlike video for his song Everlong.
To this day, we've tried to make videos that can top that one, and I don't think we'll ever do it.
His sentiments are echoed by many of the musicians who've worked with either Gondry or Jones. Of course, video compilations of pop stars' work are nothing new. But the Director's Label series is revolutionary in that it identifies the director as the primary artistic force behind music videos. In fact, one of the more interesting aspects of the work included here is how often musicians either don't appear in their own videos or turn in only waking cameos. This is particularly true of artists in the relatively faceless, anonymous field of techno. Here's multi-platinum English DJ Fatboy Slim, explaining how Jones pitched to him an idea for the Weapon of Choice video. His idea? Using the video as a showcase for the little-utilized dancing ability of Christopher Walken.
He just sent me this fax one day saying, I was talking to Christopher Walken last night, and apparently he trained to be a dancer before he became a psychopathic film actor. And he said to me, I'd love to get my dancing down on tape while I'm still young enough to do it. And he said, and I just thought of you. Imagine Christopher Walken tap dancing to one of your songs. What do you think? And I just like straight back, yes!
And this is Walken's take on the whole experience.
Not bad for an 84-year-old man.
Only the Jones disc features audio commentaries, but the Gondry disc includes a whimsical documentary called I've Been 12 Forever, which makes it apparent that Gondry is even more childlike than his work suggests. For someone whose music videos prominently feature Legos, teddy bears, and dancing mummies, this is no small feat. Here's frequent Gondry collaborator and kindred spirit Bjork on Gondry's mother, who also makes a memorable appearance in his personal documentary.
Me and Michelle both had kind of like hippie parents, especially like hippie moms. They were a bit sort of not very organized. And we would have to be these kind of young kids that were like sensible and would like stop our mothers to paint butterflies over all the walls and pull them down and sort of insist that maybe we should have porridge or something.
Incidentally, that clip marks the first and last time the word sensible has been used to describe Bjork. You probably won't be seeing the latest J-Lo video at the Museum of Modern Art anytime soon, but the Director's Label DVDs make a compelling case for both music videos as a legitimate art form and for Jones and Gondry as two of its masters. Revisiting Jones and Gondry's rich, strangely innocent, and eminently rewatchable videos, the question becomes less why compile a music video director's work than what took so long. In Chicago, this is Nathan Rabin for Day to Day.
The Director's Label series is released through Palm Pictures.